Recall supporters have reworded their complaints against the two counselors after an attorney for the city decided the group's first attempt was not sufficient for a recall petition. One sponsor, former city councilor Barry Bracken, is hopeful the group's second try will be successful.
The first one was turned down by the city attorney because it lacked specifics for the allegation of violation of the Open Meetings Act, and since this one actually has not only dates but places, we're certainly hopeful that it will be accepted and go forward.
Bracken is joined by 10 other sponsors on the new applications, which seek to recall Stoner and Corio for misconduct in office. The new applications cite three examples of alleged misconduct. The group is accusing the two of meeting with counselors Bob Nilsen and Melinda Hofstede at the Assembly of God Church January 26th and 29th of this year to discuss city business. The state's Open Meetings Act prohibits a quorum of elected officials from meeting to discuss public business in private and without providing public notice of such a meeting. Recall supporters say those private meetings happened prior to the February 2nd council meeting that included discussion of the city manager's evaluation along with working hours for city department heads. The group also alleges the four councilors got together in a series of meetings February 13th through the 22nd at Councilor Bob Nilsen's home. The complaint says those meetings happened after the council discussion on terminating the manager's contract in February and before a council discussion on hiring a mediator for the council and manager. Nilsen has filed a lawsuit against Harbor Master Jim Stromdahl, accusing him of orchestrating an effort to spy on Nilsen's home to prove an Open Meetings Act violation. A third allegation in the recall application says Stoner and Corio voted to deny the city manager and Harbor Master use of the city's attorney to defend against Nilsen's lawsuit. The group says that vote breached the city's contract with the city manager and opened up the city to litigation from the manager. Stoner and Corio joined Hofstede in that April 6 meeting in voting down a motion on attorney representation for the two employees. Recall supporter Bracken says the group has a witness affidavit to back up their allegations.
Yes, I was told that there is proof available in the form of a written affidavit. I have not personally seen that information, but confident that the information does exist.
Bracken says as a former counselor, he does not take the recall effort lightly.
It weighs heavy on my heart just for the community to have to go through this, and I just hope everybody recognizes this as being part of the democratic process and not a vendetta or attempt to target anyone.
The recall applications have been sent to the city attorney for legal review. The attorney does not determine whether the allegations are true or false. Instead, assuming they are true, she will determine whether the complaints are for a recallable offense and whether they contain enough specific information to allow the counselors to respond to the complaints. Counselor Lee Corio has repeatedly denied any violation of the state's Open Meetings Act. He did not return messages for comment Friday, but here he is in an interview from last month.
I'm not guilty of breaking the Open Meetings Act. I know for a fact Sarah Stoner is not guilty because she is just not in the mix of things so much of the time. She's either, you know, otherwise busy. She has a different social circle than I do. And, you know, the fact that three of us go to the same church doesn't even qualify for a violation. But Sarah has been nowhere within 100 miles of anything that should be subject to suspicion. I can see that some people might want to think that we're guilty because we're friends.
Stoner this month said the recall effort was only based on gossip and would not comment further. If the applications are approved for circulation, recall petitions would need 181 signatures to force a vote. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.